Well, you used to be disgusted, but now I try to be amused. But since the wings have got arrested, you throw the hinges when I'm wearing married shoes. But when they throw me back inside of the bar, it's when you did I cannot refuse. And I won't get it all and have the hinges when I'm wearing married shoes. I was watching while you dance away. I love that fraction of the echo and sway. Everybody wants to be your friend. You know that it still hurts me just to say it. Well, I know that she's disgusted.
Oh, what?
But she fears all of you.
That's too bad.
She gets tired of the lies. But it's so hard to refuse. I can't see without you holding me. Said I'm so happy I could die. Since they dropped everyone with another guy. That's what you get when you go chasing after vengeance. But since you got there, put your business in my sentence. Oh, I used to be disgusted, and now I try to be amused. But since the wings have got rusted, when they told me that their side of the bargain, they said, you that I cannot refuse. And I won't get at all and never. And just want to wear married shoes. No, I won't get at all and never. And just want to wear married shoes. Red shoes, angels want to wear my red shoes. Don't say a word. Don't say anything. Don't say a word. I'm not even listening. I read in the papers about their escape and pick two bits of kids from a bunch of sour grapes. You better watch your step. Watch who's knocking on your front door. Now you know they don't watch you, what are you waiting for? Think you're young and original, get out before they get to watch you stand. Every day it's full of fun and family spies. They're making heroes out of four guys. They say it's good for business, from Singapore to the dance. You better watch your step. Broken noses hung up on the wall. Backslapping drinkers chill a heavyweight bro. Thank you. come to crawl. You better watch your step. Basingstoke, city of love. Weird sex capital of Hampshire. I thought I would just sing songs of love and fidelity. Then I realized it would be a very short evening. So I'm gonna play you this here song. I was going through a period of evolution as a young man. I have to admit I wasn't a fully formed object. I was on tour one of the first times I went to the United States, and I was, at that time, trying to rid the world of alcohol by drinking it. It led me into temptation and into trouble, and I found myself in the middle of the night on my way to Mexico, running away, and I was half in love with my cab driver. She was very attractive, and we were going to have a wild romance. We were going to go over the border and drink margaritas and dance on tables. And then we got to the edge of town, and we started to argue about what was on the radio. And I wanted to listen to Sandinista and the Fourth Side, the difficult Clash record. And she wanted to listen to Dark Side of the Moon. And it was the end of a beautiful romance. She drove me back to the motel we were staying at, and I thought, would it be ungallant of me now to add a tip to the fare? And we said our embarrassed goodbyes, and I went inside, and I tried to get some sleep, and I put my head down on the pillow. It was 5 o'clock in the morning, and the sun was just coming up, and there was construction work next door. I think it was, because it was like this repetitive hammering on the wall next door, and kind of screaming. Moaning. And I picked up my guitar and I wrote this song about misadventure.
Oh, I just don't really care. Though it says I'm with forever, it's now or never to keep him hanging on. There's such an affair. She says she can't go on without a chaperone. Accidents will happen, they're all living right. Now you're not the only one. Accidents will happen, we're all in the rough. I don't want to hear it, cause I know what I've done. Well, there's something fish in the sea. You know, they rise up in the sweat and smoke like perfume. But they keep you hanging on. They say you're so young. Your mind is made up, your mouth is undone. Accidents will happen, we're all in the right. You used to be a victim, now you're not the only one. Accidents will happen, we're all in the right. I don't want to hear it, cause I know what I've done. Say that scale. made up. Your mind is undone. Accidents will happen, but all of it is run. Used to be you, and now you're not the only one. Accidents will happen, but all of it is run. I don't want to hear it, cause I know what
Cold, cold ground. to out of Tucson to whatever the border town is. I thought I was lost. I didn't have a map. I thought I was going to meet a dangerous gumball there. Looked just like Gloria Graham. That's what the misadventures that I had in my imagination. This song isn't about Gloria. It's about a girl who wants to be her. She works her way out of a small town in the middle of nowhere. Now, if you have to picture that, I have to think of somewhere I'm never going back to. Somewhere they'd be waiting for me with pitchforks and flaming torches, you know. No, actually, maybe Topeka, Kansas, I'll do. And she goes looking for fame, sets for infamy, and eventually finds the holy thing that she's looking for down in the basement of the music club. She stood by Clinton, playing friend trails, came howling out of the wilderness. There'd be a calling and a murderous heart beneath that calmest story. You know my name, you don't know my mind. Don't doubt my eyes to betray the past. I've already forgotten much more than you will ever know. Every word that I've spoken is true, except the ones that have been broken into. Trying to make peace out of a long night of pretend. Neither pawn broken or a world without end. Why do you dumb me down this hood? Underground. You flowered young in the never since. She tried to wash off his fingerprints. So every charlatan and prince were made to feel inferior. She worked for tips and a chance and dance. She moving pictures, my paper chance. 10,000 one-way tickets to the sparkling coast from the blank interior. Everybody's either talking in code. Again, I ran into explode. She was singing at a five-piece band. Seems that no one really wants the sound. Why do you tear me down this road? Say hallelujah, sister. Turn up the volume just to turn it down. The trail seeker's buried wherever it found. It's enough to put a church underground. Enough to put a church underground. The shaft of fanlight streaked with rain, poured through the glass, punched through the pane. The whole picture hidden in the middle of that pausing stitch. A lonely voice was just a ruin. Was just a ruin in these riches. She must have been dreaming this all along. Could she be redeeming herself in song? And the once parted past was sent below the grease beneath the paint. I'm rolling like a barrel, swinging like a gallows, I'm rising up fast like a hell in the hallows. Why do you dirty down in a snow?
but now before those judges out, understand it's enough to put a church underground. It's enough to put a church underground. It's enough to put a church underground. so pretty in your new slippers. You look so pretty in your new slippers. You look so pretty in your new slippers. So quiet, I know you know what I'm about. I won't deny it, but you forget. You don't understand. You turn your head. You drop my head on my sorrow. Even the 16 RPM spoken word records that he courted her to, the speeches of Winston Churchill.
Bells in January 43, there's a page back in history, 45. They came back to the world that they fought for, didn't turn out just like they fought, 45. This song is sick to do the measure. Why do you lose? Why do you care? Why do you win? 9 years later, her child is born. There's a record, so you put it on for the fire. 9 years older, working now. Now you're old, but since mother down for the fire. Scratch every click, every heartbeat, every breath that I held for you, 45. There's a stack of black and vinyl, which is yours now, if it's just mine, 45.
what's your song to say? To do the measure. Why do you lose? Why do you care? Why do you win? Dance and tremble, you ever heard? There's a rebel, I'm sure. But the words are a mystery. I heard. Do you tell it down a 33 and a third? Cause it helps with the elocution. Operations to revolutions modify. So don't you weep and share. Just change your name instead. Why do you lose when it all goes to your head? I heard something peculiar said. Perhaps it's God has shot down his dead butterfly. Belts and challenges have fallen. It creeps up on you without a warning. What if I? Every scratch, every click, every heartbeat, every breath that I bless, I've lost, I confess. What if I? What if I? What if I?
Steve, man, this brute thing is never going to fly. And we went our separate ways, and our fortunes have been somewhat different ever since. Actually, I was taught how to work a computer by a fellow from Galway City who told me that machines were much like women. If they didn't work properly, you just ignored them and then crept up and tickled them. Actually, he didn't use the word tickle. And he didn't know any women. but I have approached all mechanical things with a decent respect ever since.
Is it worth it? And you intercoded shoes for a while. And a bicycle on the bar's birthday. Just a rumor that was spread around town. But women and children, some will be shipbuilding.
A small bunch of flowers is all that you get. Or a box to bury the baby. It's just a rumor that was spread around town. A telegram or a picture postcard. Within weeks they'll be reopened in the shipyard. And notified.
Stage by now.
Oh,
is going to get up on the stage and he's not going to have a speck of mud on him. I don't know how he'll do it, but he will be completely clean. I'd like to introduce my special guest to you now. He's come here at great expense. It's me. I'm not sitting down because I'm tired. I'm sitting down so I can get a good look at you. This is a song I like to sing when I'm far away from home, from a gal and my younger boys. It's the usual sort of Friday night kind of routine where they are. We'll be getting into it pretty soon. They're 8 years old now, so they're sitting around playing a few hands of cards, smoking cigars and drinking brandy. We're getting them ready for the vaudeville life.
Yeah.
We call them Dexter and Frank, but Dexter's second name is Henry, which yields Hank. So they can be Hank and Frank when they go to show business. I haven't agreed, little baby. Loves everything that I do. Dances most every night. Move is a herd of light. I seem to go for them too. But when dances and movies are done, that's when we have real fun. Gee, it's great after being out late, walking my baby back home, arm in arm over meadow and farm, walking my baby back home. We'd go along harmonizing the song while I'm reciting the poem. Hours go by and they're giving the eye, walking my baby back home. We stop for a while, she gives me a smile and snuggles her head on my chest. We start into bed and that's when I get her patter all over my vest. After I have to straighten my tie, she wants to borrow my car. One kiss, then we continue again, walking my baby back home. She's afraid of the dark, so I have to park outside of the door till it's light. She says if I try to kiss her, she'll cry. I dry her tears all through the night, and in hand to a barbecue stand, right through the doorway we run. Eat and then it is pleasure again, walking my baby back home. Oh yeah, walking my baby back home. Oh, walking my baby back home. Song at the knee of Maurice Chevalier. You know that's not true. I did actually learn a lot from my dad, though. He was a singer before me. He sang with the Joe Loss Orchestra for many years. So when I was a little kid, I would hear him on the radio. And he was even on the early ITV when there were just two TV channels and only one of them was shot cooking. They didn't have any parables about eugenics on in the morning either, you know, like, the lesson from this is that you should never let your three-year-old round the back of the TV with a screwdriver looking for his daddy. But, you know, as I got a little bit older and I became aware of the people that he was on the bill with, it was exciting because in 1963, he was on the Royal Variety Show. And, I mean, then, It was a genuine royal command to be there, and there were some serious legends on the bill. They weren't a bunch of no-hopers off X Factor and Britain.com. You know, there were people like Max Bygraves and Charlie Drake and Dickie Henderson and Susan Moore and Los Paraguayas, and the core of the Royal Palais, and scenes from Steptoe and Son. Sadly, not at the same time. and there was the international singing star that year was Marlene Dietrich, who brought her accompanist, who she referred to as Bert Bacharach. And see, Bert was even there then, and he didn't have any mud on him there. And there was also on the bill, there was the One Direction of that year, a group from Liverpool called the Beatles. So I was really excited that Dad was going to be on the bill, but that was the night that John Lennon chose to say, you can all clap along and the rest of you can rattle your jewellery. And of course, that was the thing that made the headlines the next day. And nobody remembers that my dad sang, If I Had a Hammer, for the Queen Mother. I mean, the Queen Mother, she loved work songs. Never having had a job of her own. She had all the records of Led Belly and the Weavers. And, so as the 60s wore on, my dad was on the radio every week singing whatever was in the hit parade. So it was some afternoons it would be It's Not Unusual, or the next week he'd be singing Little Arrows by Lee B. Lee, or Like a Rolling Stone, or See Emily Play. I mean, it was very bizarre. And I suppose it got into his blood, because eventually he quit the Joe Loss Orchestra and he decided to travel the length and breadth of the country singing a message of peace, love and tolerance to the working men of England, Ireland and Scotland and Wales, which was a surprise to the people in the Miners Club in Wakefield. And, particularly as he'd now changed his appearance from a suave, debonair crooner to somebody who looked like Peter Sellers in What's New Pussycat. Or for the younger people, you know, it's Austin Powers. I mean, so the generation gap in our house was a little bit different. He'd say things like, you're a disgrace to the family. Grow your hair. Well, by the time I got to 17, I'd learned 5 chords, or maybe only 3 3/4. And I went with him to Blackpool to sit in with the house band. And it was very kind of exciting for me. Now, you know, when you live in a landlocked paradise like Basingstoke, it's hard to imagine the majesty that is Blackpool. As I go around the world, I struggle to kind of really describe it. I say it's like Las Vegas, only without the sin or the sun. There's just 5 sad donkeys that are tied to a post to scare children. and a pier. And at the end of the pier, a telescope through which you might occasionally see the sea. And at the end of the day, the children have somehow got sunburned. They're full of candy floss, pickled onions, chips, cream soda. They're crying. And the parents drag them home, shove them in the B&B or the hotel, and go to a club to hear my dad sing, Everything is Beautiful. I'm behind the curtain, and the organist doesn't really want me sitting in with the band, and he deliberately gives me a wrong note. So when the curtain goes up and the spotlight hits us, I'm on my first gig playing behind my dad and I'm totally out of tune with the band. So I do what anybody would do in that situation. I turn my volume right off and I played the show of my life. After a few numbers, I got flash, you know. It was a perfect preparation for being on Top of the Pops. When I was at those clubs with my dad, I went a few other times. I met a lot of sort of the other acts. There were people there that really weren't equipped for the beauty contest of show business. There were people there that shouldn't have been in show business. There were a few of them really shouldn't have been out of the house. So I started to write this song about them when I was 17. And I'd like to play for you now because I finished it tonight. Is that okay? Maureen and Stan were looking for a job. They got songs for every occasion and a little limelight robbery. No one will comply when there's nothing to be signed. Autographs is overdraft as she goes out of her mind. Stuck on the wall with 1,000 faces.
faces, unwanted posters of haunted places. Roll up with the ghost street, non-stop through the city. Step right up and show you face, only what the pretty ones. Roll up with the ghost train, non-stop through the city. Step right up and show you face, only what the pretty ones. Maureen and Stan at the skating rink, looking for the drummer who threw up in the sink, laughing and singing, dressed up like dives. Maybe they could freeze to death out there on the ice. Look at the graceful way she dances, one foot speaks, the other answers. Roll up with the full street, not stop through the city. Step right up and show you this one, only what the pretty ones. Roll up with the full street, not stop through the city. Step right up and show you this one, only what the pretty ones. The queen of the flea pit, he plays a Spanish guitar. He got a black eye from a waitress, she's not seeing any stars. You can be refused and you can be replaced. You can change your name, but you can't change your face. And as they make believe it's just another holiday, they turn on each other when they hear that joker say. Roll up with the ghost train, non-stop through the city. Step right up and show your face, only what the pretty ones. Roll up with the ghost train, non-stop through the city. Step right up and show your face, only what the pretty ones. She may be the beauty or the beast, maybe the famine or the feast. May turn each day into a heaven or a hell. She may be the mirror of my dreams, the smile reflected in the stream. She may not be what she may seem inside her shell. She who always seems so happy in a crowd, whose eyes can be so private and so proud, no one's allowed to see them when they cry. She may be the love that cannot hope to last, may come to me from shadows of the past, but I remember to the day I die. She may be the reason I survive, the why I'm wherefore I'm alive, the why I'll care for through the rough and gritty years. We all take a laughter and a tears, Girls not one to the defense of ancient raps of the rift. The rim dogs and their legal lips. She looks so good if he gets down in mix. She is watching the detectives. He is so cute. Watch under the tables. Oh, well, they shoot. See them up until the teardrops start. But he can't be wounded when he's got no scratching at the window. I wonder who the detectives come checking belong to the parents. Who are and if you hear the worst about the daughter's disappear is doing near. It took a miracle to get you to stay. Oh, it took my little fingers to blow you away. Just like watching the detectives. Don't get watching the detectives. We get to end when the teardrops start. Can't be wounded when it's got no heart. soul. We'll again understand it. You will not impress. Heard you left that little friend of mine. Dig off your parted dress. I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those other sticking valentines. Cause I don't know if you were loving somebody. Only know that it isn't mine. Oh, Alice. I know this world is killing you, Allison. My name is John.
Well, I see you got a husband. In the wedding cake, you used to hold it right in your hand. But it took everything that he could take. Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking. When I hear the silly things that you say, I think somebody better would have a big life. Cause I can't stand to see you this way.
You know the measure of all, the so clear.
Carries a bird curse with all of the woman's wits. Wow.
while he's drinking his free. She knows that he never can. She could be ambitious. She was an old family of her. But he's got all that he's so surprised. Wouldn't even lie till he tries. She got down with favorite size. She bats, balls, bats, balls, and balls. She bats, balls, bats, balls, and balls.
She said, I left behind your bed. I had my fingers crossed. Nothing clings like ivy. Frightened by the dark, she cut deep and never leaves the mark.
When you go to the bad side of the tracks here in Basingstoke on a Friday night, you'll see this scene. There's girls coming home without their shoes. I know. I've been there. And there's one poor girl, she's crying, and makeup's a little smeared. And at that moment, at about 3 a.m., she looks into the eyes of a young man. And she sees only consolation and tenderness and sympathy. And at that exact moment, that young man looks back into her eyes and sees only lust. And how desirable he is. This is called, That's Not the Part of Him That You're Leaving.
Ha! I have a friend, she's just a friend. Tried to comfort and defend. I gave her what you might call advice, but nothing like that comes without a price. The rumor was a cruel surprise, and she dissolved into my eyes. I offered my
he's
And it's been a joy to be side stage and hear the fine response you've given them every night. And we look forward to the next occasion. Here's a Bob Dylan song. He doesn't know a thing about writing this, I have to say. It's one of the songs that we were given to fool around with and make music with last year, the Lost on the River, New Basement Tapes record. We had all these 24 of them lyrics that he'd never set to music, and we all went off in different rooms and wrote versions of them. Made 44 records in 12 days. And Jim James wrote a beautiful set of this lyric. But I'd like us to play this one. This is for anybody going through any tribulation.
Always been in trouble, even all of my life. Always been in trouble, struggles gone strife. Down on the bottom, down to the last drop. You're the cop.
Yeah.
next in the Lupitone Review, we'd like to bring up a couple of very, very promising young newcomers. They're new to the Lupitone evening and experience. Will you please welcome to the stage the Raven Sisters? I can hardly stand the sight of lipstick on the cigarettes there in the ashtray. Like a golden lemon, but at least your lips can rest while you pass. Or a lip print on a half a cup of coffee that you bought and didn't drink. But at least you thought you wanted. There's so much more than I can say for me.
As you turn together, it just doesn't matter at all. When they've all had their troubles and party, we'll be the same as we started, just traveling along, singing a song, side by side.
is in Stoke, city of magic, city of dreams. I wouldn't be standing here now if it wasn't for this man behind me. That's Pat McManus, that's my grandfather, that's Ron's grandfather. As you can see, he was a boy soldier. That was a good profession for an orphan boy. And he learned to play the French horn and the trumpet and the cornet and the bugle and sent him to France. Shot him. And he thought better of being in the army after that. He wasn't a fighting man. He was a lover of a fight. So after the First World War, he got himself a job on the White Star Line and sailed away to America, back and forward, on the Majestic and the George Rig and the Olympic and all the ships with Ick in the name. He brought my grandmother home a fairly good standard of living, bought himself a double-breasted suit and a fedora, looked just like an extra in a George Raft movie. He brought my grandmother a fox fur wrap, which was the talk of Birkenhead, because the fox was still alive. Wasn't. Things were going along just fine, till about 1932, and the Great Depression even hit the Great Ocean Line as they started to sway. And then they cut them in half, which was also a surprise because it was in mid-Atlantic at the time. And the half that contained the tycoons and the robber barons and the bankers and the brokers and the dukes and the earls and the Duke of Earl and Seth Blatter and all David Cameron's relations, that sailed on to New York to continue their important work of swindling the working man out of every penny they had. And the half, as Frankie Howard used to say, don't mock the afflicted. And the half that contained the magicians and the musicians, they could fuck off back to Liverpool. When Pat came ashore in Southampton, he got the train up to London. He got the train up to Liverpool. He went over on the ferry across the Mersey. Didn't have a song even to his name. He went to the Argyle Theatre where he played in the music hall. They didn't need any more trumpet players. They were having a hard time competing in talking pictures. Talking pictures were playing the Futurist on Lime Street where he used to play in the pit. But they didn't want him anymore. So my grandmother held a blood grudge against Al Jolson to the end of her days when my grandfather had work. And I wrote this here song in remembrance of those times because you never know when they're coming back.
Third class ticket in his pocket, punching out the shadows underneath the socket. Tweed coat turned up against the fog. Slow coaches rolling on the mob between the mayor remembering and approaches wall. Stale bread curling on a luncheon counter, loose change alone, not the right amount. Forgotten man in a different nation, waiting on a platform at a Lancaster station. Somebody's calling you again. It's finally morning. Jim is standing in the rain. Nobody wants to buy a kind of feuded river lullaby in a collar in town. The red flask and fumble skein of some stage Dot Josephine is all you get now. Eyes going in and out of focus, smiling bitter from tuberculosis. Forgotten man in a different nation, waiting on a platform at a Lancashire station. Somebody's calling you again. It's finally dawning. Jim is standing in the rain. Purse up, breath was gentle on his neck. If he could choose the time to die, then he would come and go like this, underneath the painted sky. She woke up and called Charlie by mistake, and shame began to cry. Tarnished silver man peels out the phrase and then warms the hands around the brazier. forgotten man in a different nation, waiting on a platform at a Lancashire station. Somebody's calling you again. It's finally dawning. Jimmy's standing. Yourself plenty of what's glad in your one wandering smile. Died down in the hippodrome, now you're walking up to Jews. The lonely sound of jingling spurs, the twos and all my dears down at the Argyle. I bought some brandy. There's no place for a haircut cowboy in polite society. Forgotten man, indifferent nation, waiting on a platform at a Lancashire station. Somebody's calling you again. It's finally dawning. Jimmy's standing in the rain. Somebody's calling you again. It's finally dawning. Jimmy's standing in the rain. Jimmy's standing in the rain. Say, don't you remember? They called me Al, and then it was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember? I'm your pal. Brother, can you spell
dime?
As I walk through this wicked world, searching for light in the darkness of this empty, oh yeah, I ask myself, is our hope lost? Is it only me? Hatred fills me. Inside, one thing I want to know, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Oh, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? My spirit gets old and hearted sometimes. Where are the strong and who are the trusted? Now where is the harmony, sweet harmony? As each time I feel it slip away, just makes me want to cry. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Oh, what's so funny about peace,
needs love and understanding.
The power to baptize. times when God closes your door, God leads you up the stairs, leave your earthly cares on the second floor. When God cracks a couple of skulls, God cracks a couple more.
To my older sister, Miss Megan Lovell. Oh, thank you. Everybody, that's my baby sister. Please make her feel welcome. That's Miss Rebecca Lovell. Hi. I love that we give each other titles. I love that we say Miss. I had never realized that we say Miss about each other. That feels very antiquated of us. Well, then, since we do come from the Deep South in Atlanta, Georgia, we find it only appropriate to play for you our own twisted version of a gospel song that we wrote entitled, Hey Sinner. Hey. the past 3 weeks, we have been so honored to be on the road with Mr. Costello here in the UK. And I have to just make a note, and I said this the past couple of nights because it's so very true, and I think it's worth noting. This beautiful set and all the beautiful people that build it and break it down, and then build it and break it down every day, they have traveled thousands of miles to be here with y'all tonight. And you're witnessing, I think, one of the original, the most traditional forms of performance. You're seeing an honest-to-God traveling show. And we feel so honored to be on this stage here, on this stage which is set for one of the world's greatest performers of all time, one of the world's greatest songwriters, a living legend, Mr. Elvis Costello. And so can we celebrate this moment? So thank you guys for coming in early to catch our little bit of the show. We're gonna try and bring some pep and pizzazz of a Southern American variety. And in that flavor is this next song. It's kind of a ballad of sorts that we wrote. We were inspired to write it about a member of our family, so we're definitely airing the family's dirty laundry. And not only are we airing the dirty laundry, we're kind of airing it in a way that is completely untrue. Our dad always told us, never let the facts get in the way of a good story. And so we took that to heart, and we lied about our great-grandfather a lot. And then named the song after him. It's about him. It's called Jesse.
It's about him.
I'm in the wrong key, so we're gonna let this sit for a minute. And then we're gonna have me kind of talk. I don't know, I like it. I like it. You like it? I like that the green, the lights have turned like a puke, sickly green in honor of my mistake. Thank you so much, Zach. All right, so, there we go. Jesse, Jesse, Jesse. Thank you.
dogs with a gun in your hand.
Don't try to tell me. 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 Don't try to tell me.
show will be coming out into the lobby. We've got some CDs and some vinyl and some t-shirts. Shout out to the second row here, sporting one of our t-shirts. Looks great. So if you're interested, we would love to meet you and shake your hand. We don't bite too hard. Not a guarantee. We've got a couple more for you. This is one on the CD called Jailbreak.
Thank you.
We're going to squeeze in one more really quick for you guys. Thank you again for coming in and listening to us. We appreciate it. We've been making music together since the cradle, just about literally. So it always feels nice to kind of break it back and play this last one for you guys.
Changed the time.